Can you just update us, you know, how do you think Robert Ayers has done in the past, since we've talked to you the past few weeks?
I still think he's right on track. You know, he's working hard every day and finding out what pro football is about, and you know, I continually see him to improve.
What things does he still have to do, though? What improvements does he still have to make? Especially, you know, I mean, going into next year, what do you want to see him do?
Oh, I just, you know, I want him to improve in all areas. I think he can be a very good football player, and, you know, his expectations aren't higher than anybody else that I have and I coach. You know, I want all my guys to be the best.
Now, what's that? When teams have had some success with Elvis, what has happened there?
Have they?
Maybe not. But how about in games where statistically he may have had a different game than some others?
Well, you know, and I don't want to give you the coach speak answer, but you know, it's all about the team. I mean, I think that. You know, if it's a different style of play or anything else, you know, are you asking me, what are you asking me, games he doesn't get a sack?
No, I'm asking you, are teams playing him differently now than they were in the beginning of the year?
I think they know he's out there. I think anytime you're the sack leader, they know he's out there. But is there anything specifically that they're doing? No.
So, how do you think he's done sort of in the other parts of that position as the season's going along, other than the pass rush, like defending the run, dropping into coverage, those kinds of things?
I think he's improving every day with that, you know. I really do. And I think that, you know, his knowledge of the game has grown. His knowledge of the defensive package has grown. And I think his skill set has grown as well.
You, I mean, I don't want to make it go back in time, but you've coached in Oakland, and with all that goes on there, is that a tougher place to coach than maybe some other places?
I don't know, because I haven't coached in all the other places. I just know that, you know, I work for the Denver Broncos, and you know, I'm excited about this game this week, because there's a lot at stake for us as a team.
Josh was just talking kind of about the outside linebacker position and Elvis, and how, you know, you got to kind of get used to doing the not glamorous things in the run game, setting the edge, you know, cutting down the running lanes and stuff like that. Could you talk about that a little bit and how much, you know, it takes for your outside linebackers to play that scheme where they're not always going just after the ball?
I think that it's a very unselfish position. And the fact that, you know, that they know that, you know, their number one priority is setting the edge for the defense so everybody else can play, and they take great pride in it. They're improving in it. All of them have improved since day one, and I'm excited about to see, you know, where we'll end up with it.
What do you have to do well to set the edge?
I think that you got to, you know, it can't be a thing that just because you're outside that means you set the edge. You have to be a post for the defense. You know, you set the edge and knock it back, it's a physical position where you got to play with your hands and face, and you know, you'll be able to see it when you see it. You know, when a guy sets the edge really well.